Rousseau transports us to a bizarre tropical jungle where a white rising sun provides no illumination. Enormous yellow and blue flowers and a variety of green plants magically envelop a lion with full mane who is positioned strategically in the lower center of the composition. Victorious in his hunt, he is devouring his bloody prey. The victim's headless torso is spotted like a jaguar. The king of beasts, with foreboding, glaring eyes, stands upright like a man. Such ingredients are Rousseau's hallmarks. He painted his subjects in a flat space, with meticulously applied strokes of color, and his compositions have a wonderful sense of design. Until his retirement in 1885, Rousseau, called Le Douanier, was a customs inspector. He never received formal training as a painter. When he exhibited in the Salon des Indépendants from 1886 to 1910, he was largely derided. However, Rousseau received some positive interest in 1905 when he showed in the same exhibition that launched Fauvism. Prominent art dealer Ambroise Vollard immediately bought Rousseau's painting exhibited there. Rousseau is regarded as one of the most distinguished self-taught artists of the modernist era.